Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here. Around three quarters of all homes in regional New South Wales saw a rise in values over the past 12 months, while in Coffs Grafton, about 52% of houses saw their values rise and 80% of units. Kate Lanezzi from CoreLogic says there's one key factor feeding into the numbers statewide.
Broadly speaking, they are still rising thanks to that mismatch in supply and demand. So a lot of people who had moved out to the regions during COVID are staying put, which is adding significantly to the overall housing demand in those regions and helping to keep a floor on values.
Close to 90% of the state's regional rentals saw price hikes over the same period. Meantime, our state could look like a wasteland in just over 10 years' time if more money isn't committed to affordable housing. That's the warning from the McKell Institute and St Vincent de Paul. They're calling for at least $1 billion a year. At the moment, more than 57,000 households are awaiting social housing. That number's tipped to reach over 220,000 by 2041. The TAFE Review Panel has released some initial recommendations to better strengthen the vocational education industry. They include a new operating model, how the sector should be funded and governed, and the strategic workforce. Amber Floam from the New South Wales Teachers Federation says they need to be an immediate priority.
We cannot wait for 25, 26 enrolment periods. It must be implemented in the 24-25 New South Wales budget model.
And take it easy if you're near the coastline. Hazardous surf warnings in place for the Macquarie and Coffs coasts for today and tomorrow. Surf and swell conditions are said to be quite dangerous for rock fishing, boating and swimming, especially along south-facing beaches. Veteran cricketers from across the state and Queensland have taken over pitches across the mid-north coast, battling it out for the prestigious Cooper Finlay Cup. Getting underway yesterday brings together over 60s, 65s and 70s to play for state pride, with matches in Port Macquarie, Wauchope, Laurieton and Kempsey.